when he out the others. Let them go, boys, let them go, boys. Let them go down in the mud of the rivers all dry.
That was the Pogues, If I Should Fall from Grace with God. As we celebrate St. Patrick's Day week here in the Shaw. And you're listening to Don Brown Connect, filling in for Matt Flynn direct as Matt enjoys some vacation time. I said that was the Pogues. And anyone who likes the Pogues, again, I'm trying to start my Pogues cover band, the Lonesome Corncrakes. I think I've got one, maybe two recruits through Sam's family. So, you know, it'd be great to see us out there on a Friday Night Live, huh? Jamming together, even if it's air band, I'm in. So, speaking of St. Patrick's Day, if you're looking for things to do in downtown Waukesha, a couple announcements here. Aloe Chocolate at 234 West Main Street, the sweetest spot in downtown Waukesha. Chocolat has artisanal truffles available for St. Patrick's Day and many other treats. So they have some specials. Check that out. As if you need an excuse to get some chocolate from a great local chocolatier. The new Katrina Cafe, who my very first This Week in Waukesha show back in January, Mayor Riley had he picked it as one of his favorite new small businesses. That's where the mayor likes to get his coffee. Katrina Cafe at 118 West Broadway has several special Irish-themed drinks for March, including a special Lucky Clover and Pot of Gold drink special for March. The Lucky Clover features mint chocolate chip-flavored coffee served hot, iced, or in frap form. The Pot of Gold latte is made with vanilla, hazelnut, and honey. Stop by to try them out. So, let's see here. The Daily Public House at 453 West Main Street is offering St. Patrick's Day specials. Pre-orders appreciated. The bar will open at 7 a.m. and kitchen will open at 9 a.m. for traditional Irish breakfast. They will also be open March 18th and 19th with limited food offerings. So, let's see here. Five Points Pub, the Clark Hotel at 314 West Main Street. Five Points is owned by the same family that owns County Clare in Milwaukee. And that's where my family's from, County Clare. So they will have their doors open at noon with bagpipers and Guinness swag at the Five Points Pub. Cat and Hare will perform from 5 to 8. Food will be served from noon until 8 p.m. Hannon's at 357 West Broadway is serving corned beef, Irish stew, Irish whiskey steak, and green beer on St. Patrick's Day starting at 11 a.m. And then the House of Pain, the House of Guinness at 354 West Main Street, they will have St. Patrick's Day festivities starting at 8 a.m. on March 17th. And they have a lineup of music. Let's see. They're going to have an outdoor tent opening at 9 a.m. The doors open at 8, as I mentioned. 12 to 3, they'll have a band called Hearthfire playing. 4 to 6, they'll have the Joyo Sweets pop-up sale. And then from 6 to 9, the Brothers Morgan. Haven't heard of them, but that looks like a neat group to see. Limitless Nutrition at 234 West Broadway has several festive drinks for March, including the Lucky Leprechaun Green Tea Bomb and Shamrock Shake. Magellan's on Main Street has a special St. Patrick's Day menu featuring corned beef, fish and chips, Reuben rolls, and drink specials, and a selection of 10 stouts starting at 8 a.m. So kudos to Dan Italiano for what looks like a good, probably perhaps a more authentic St. Patrick's Day lineup. And again, for you restaurant operators and pub owners, you can stay away from the Lucky Leprechaun and Shamrock Shake stuff and some of the other.
Do you like the green beer?
Not even the green beer. I guess it's okay. You know, people look for that, expect it. But I would favor, if I had a time machine, I would favor a pint of Guinness or a few pints, probably 20 or 30 years before Guinness went global. And, now it's like what happened to Guinness is kind of what happened to Schlitz. Schlitz used to be like the best beer in America. And then it's one of these old Milwaukee stories in their efforts to try to make it more efficient. They brought in this German engineer, he streamlined the whole process, but they threw the baby out with the bathwater. And overnight, Schlitz went from being like, one of the great beers in America to being like a cheap college beer, unfortunately. Occasionally, from time to time, Schlitz, the original recipe, will be featured at like a limited number of restaurants. And I could see why that was such a great beer. But, Guinness has become like that too. It's just not, the flavor to me is like, not the same as it was. So that's hard to do. But what I like, and this is where I wanted to, do a big shout out. Before I forget too, People's Park will be offering traditional Reubens, Reuben rolls, Reuben flatbread, as well as $3 Miller Lite beers, $5 Guinness, black and tans, plus Dublin Mule with Jameson whiskey, ginger ale, and fresh lime. And another thing to stay away too is the bar I was at yesterday down in Chicago, and that surprised me because of Chicago, they're offering those Irish car bomb shots. I remember like tending bar years ago and someone called for that. I refused to serve it. That's obnoxious. So anyway, if I didn't mention Mainstream Bar and Grill, I will again, 404 West Main Street. They're serving up it's Reuben Burger through March 30th. Reuben Burger is a half pound burger with slow roasted corned beef, sauerkraut, red onions, Thousand Island dressing, and Swiss cheese on marble rye. So that sounds pretty tasty. But I want to give a shout out to House of Guinness and the Five Points Pub. House of Guinness on Tuesday nights now has the traditional Irish sessions. And for those of you looking for like a real kind of traditional Irish pub experience, I highly recommend that. It's usually a small collection of musicians. Actually, it could range from three musicians to like 20. Two or three are paid. And then people that like to play instruments, have instruments, like to play Irish music, can show up and jam with them. And that's a lot of fun. That's a great experience. And then the same group of gentlemen that organize that on Wednesday nights, they show up at the Five Points Pub at the Clark Hotel and do the same thing. And so that's if you're looking for something to do St. Patrick's Day week, but don't want to be caught up in the fray of St. Patrick's Day, check out the sessions that they have at House of Guinness and Five Points Pub. And where my grandmother's from in Milltown Mallbay in County Clare, they have what's called the Willie Clancy Festival. It's an international Irish music school that goes on in July, late June, early July. But I forget the actual dates, but people come from all over the world, and it's neat because every little pub in that town has musicians just running into each other. The next thing you know, they all start jamming, and it's just really an incredible experience there. I remember the first time I went to it in 1994, I was traveling with another guy from Chicago, another Irish American, and we meet a woman from South Africa, and we tell her, we're from Chicago. That's where I was from at the time, and she's like, "Oh wow, Irish Americans!" it's like she just won the lottery. She thought like it was such a neat thing to meet Irish Americans, and I guess that was pretty cool. So, we got 1 minute, Sam. Okay, so stick around. More to talk about with things going on here in Waukesha. Would love to take any calls, especially if you know of anything unique and interesting going on here in Waukesha. Stick around. Lots to talk about. Don Brown Connect filling in for Matt Flynn Direct. See you soon. Angels will receive me. Let me go, boys. Let me go, boys. Let me go.